Keep for the future.
Right. Aoife, on the issue of Greece, we're expecting to hear from President Sarkozy and Chancellor Merkel this afternoon. Have we now reached a point of sovereign Greek default and, as some commentators are predicting this afternoon, Irish sovereign default?
Well, there were very clear decisions made at the council meeting in July, and obviously we're focusing on doing what we have to do arising from those decisions. Clearly, the parliaments have to give expression to the extension and flexibility of the fund and all of that. I understand that there's a Troika visit to Greece this week, and no doubt the Troika will publicly comment on its findings. The Greek Prime Minister and the other leaders at the meeting in July were very clear that this was a situation where Europe was responding to difficulties and making arrangements to get out of those difficulties. And as I say, here in Ireland, we've made decisions, we're heading in the right direction, confidence is beginning to increase, and we're focusing on getting our end of this deal right.
Are we heading towards a Greek default?
Well, as I said, there's a Troika visit to Greece this week. The Greek Prime Minister at the meeting in July gave very clear undertakings that his government would work with his people and make the changes that were necessary. He did change his Minister for Finance. I know that there are other changes being made this week. So the Troika, on behalf of the IMF Commission and ECB, will publicly comment when they're there this week.
Right.
But for us, we're going to continue to make arrangements to introduce our legislation that is timelined in accordance with the Memorandum of Understanding, and we're going to continue to focus on what it is that we have to do here in Ireland to continue with bringing confidence back, on reducing unemployment, sorting out our public finances, and giving our people back their country.
There's a lot of concern today about the strict lending criteria that have been imposed on many credit unions. People saying that now the central bank has gone to the other extreme and things are becoming too strict, it's too difficult to borrow. Has the central bank gone too far?
Well, there isn't any change of policy here. As you know, credit unions have a regulator within the central bank, and obviously credit unions are so fundamentally important for smaller borrowers that he's making arrangements to stave off any difficulties that he might see there. Different arrangements apply for different credit unions. But as I say, there's no change of policy. This is an occasional redirecting in respect of the protection of credit unions, and obviously for the small borrowers who are their mainstay.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, thank you.